AJ, Bridge and Spider.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spider podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with a spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's podcast.
President Trump, good morning, sir.
Good morning, AJ, Bridge and Spider.
Sir, we wanted to ask you about your former aide, Amorosa.
Okay, before we start this lame ghost interview, you should know a few things about Omarama, Onomatopoeia, whatever the hell her name is.
Oh.
Okay, look, this woman has no shame. She has a horrible reputation, zero credibility. She's probably recording your show right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's just your program director.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very true.
Amorosa, who originally worked with you on your TV show, The Apprentice, has been releasing all these secret tapes she recorded while she worked in the West Wing. She recorded your chief of staff, John Kelly, while he was firing her. She recorded you, where it sounded like he didn't know that Kelly was going to fire her.
Yes.
And she has more tapes she's making public to promote her new book about you. She was a fiercely loyal confidant of yours. How did you feel about this, sir?
Okay, first of all, I don't know how you knew this, but I don't know if you knew this, but Amorosa is an old Swahili word that means giant pain in the ass. Okay, it's true.
Oh.
Look it up. Now, look, let me just set the record straight, guys, okay? That degenerate dragon lady is probably the worst person I've ever hired in my entire life. The worst. And that's saying something, because I've hired a lot of horrible people, believe me. I mean, this broad just simply won't go away. I fired her from The Apprentice show 3 times. Then she came back. We fired her at the White House. And now she's back again. I mean, frankly, she's like herpes with a handheld tape recorder.
Oh! Did you really not know that Amorosa had been fired, sir? Come on.
You know, in all fairness, Bridge, it was a complete surprise. Complete surprise. I had no idea that Amorosa got fired. Much like literally every single event of my young son Baron's life, I wish I would have been there for that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you called Amorosa a few things here, but Amorosa, wacky, arranged, a loser, a crazed, crying, lowlife, vicious, but not smart.
I know what you're thinking. I use the best words, and I have a huge vocabulary, and you would be right. You would be right.
Hey, what about, you know, there's a lot of speculation now that she's actually got a lot more tapes to release, not only of you, but also including one of your daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared.
You know, frankly, that's really an invasion of privacy. You know, if Amorosa was smart, she would watch herself. I mean, whatever they do on that nanny cam that I had installed on her nightstand is just between the two of them.
Oh!
Okay.
We hate to drag this out, President Trump, but this is pretty serious. She called you a racist, a bigot, a misogynist. How do you answer that, sir?
You know, wacky Amorosary is making it all up, okay? I'm no racist or bigot. That's totally absurd. Totally absurd. I don't ever discriminate against anybody. And it's just like a woman to lie, right?
Oh,
she also called me a misogynist.
Yeah.
Bald. I'm no misogynist. I don't even give Melania back rubs, that I can tell you. Now look, seriously, I've tweeted about the wacky lowlife Amorosa so much over the past couple of days. It has totally messed up my nap and executive time schedule. I couldn't even squeeze in a quick 18 holes yesterday afternoon.
Oh,
very inconvenient.
Yeah, very.
You know, frankly, I've never let a woman be that mean and insult me so viciously when she wasn't spanking me in one of my hotel rooms. Allegedly.
Oh,
allegedly.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, President Trump.
Always a pleasure.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.